I have heard you describe the core philosophy of libertarianism as essentially hurt no one, otherwise do what you want. In economic terms, how does that play out?
Well, it plays out that you don't steal somebody else's money that they earn for taxes.
And then also then in the business sector, does that require something then of private businesses?
Well, my whole thing of the, I mean, we have a, in my opinion, we have a country that's gone wild on taxing and providing these programs that they have no business doing because they're too expensive to be done by government. And so my thing is that the more you get the government out of the way, the better off everybody in the country is going to end up being.
So is there a particular place then that you would start a government program that you would see as having a significant negative impact on the economy?
Well, I mean, they have all these things they throw in front of businesses all the time now, you know, that keeps the private sector from growing and producing the jobs that we need to keep the country running. The government produces nothing.
But I guess my question is, are there particular programs that, say, as a member of Congress, you would specifically try to change, remove, repeal?
Well, my whole thing is we need to change the Federal Reserve. We have to get rid of that. That's the number one thing to fix. If we don't do that, in my opinion, the country is just going to totally collapse someday, and it's not far off. And then we're all back to square zero, and we have 100 million people running around this country with no money and no way to get any, and what the money they do have is worthless.
Now, when we talk about regulations, the proponents of something like the Federal Reserve would say, you know, this is something that was put in place because there were concerns about the money system going forward, that there were significant problems at that time. In a case where, say, you repealed the Federal Reserve, is there something that you can say to those people to say, look, those problems wouldn't exist anymore and we wouldn't have those problems again? History wouldn't simply repeat itself.
Well, the history is we had 120 consecutive years with zero inflation before the Federal Reserve. A $20 bill and a $20 gold piece for 120 years were interchangeable. And then we got the Federal Reserve now. How's that working out now?
I wanted to ask you also about some of the government programs that you would imagine would try to cut or reduce, at least. One of the immediate economic effects of budget cuts would be, at first at least, public sector job cuts, which would mean potentially a short-term dip in the economy. Is that something that you as a member of Congress should be concerned about, that short-term economic issue, even if there's a long-term payoff potentially down the road?
Well, you know, if we go to a real balanced budget and real money, there's going to be a change in how we're doing things, because this whole bureaucracy is based on the fact that they could just keep printing more money. And naturally, that's going to have to come to a screeching halt. You're only going to have people working for the government who are in jobs that we actually need. All of the other things are going to, you know, you're going to have to go home or wherever you came from and find a new line of work that actually produces something.
Now, when you say that the only government jobs would be in jobs that we need, what would that mean in terms of the economy? Are there any government jobs that are needed in terms of the economy? And if so, what would they be like?
I don't think there are that many that are necessary as far as helping the economy. Every government job means you stole money from somebody else to pay this person to do whatever the government wants them to do. And they're almost all bureaucrats. They don't produce anything. They don't actually do anything.
Now, the government...
That's my opinion of how it is, you know, and we need to change it. We're going to change it when it crashes, but if we want to keep going along this route, we can. But then you're putting a third of the population at a minimum of our country in jeopardy because they're going to have no way to take care of themselves, and the government will walk away.
Now, even a significantly smaller government would theoretically have some kind of economic impact. If you have, say, the military is going to continue, the military is at least going to buy supplies for troops and vehicles and things like that. If so, should the government actively use its buying power to try to spur economic growth? Is that something it should be doing, trying to promote economic growth, or no?
No, I think that you're just getting out of the way. Just get out of the way. If you give people an opportunity to compete in this country, they will compete. Our problem is we overtax our businesses way higher than any other country does theirs. And so naturally, that's why a company will go to another place where they don't have to pay that high tax. The current administration is talking about going it up to 40% when everybody else is cutting it back. I would be in favor of just completely eliminating it.
Completely eliminating the income tax?
On business, yes. And the income tax.
So personal income tax and business income tax.
Yes, I would do away with it all.
Now, you mentioned that other countries have...
I favor Gary Johnson's fair tax deal, by the way.
Since you mentioned other countries and their tax policies, I wanted to ask also about that issue of competing with companies overseas. There are arguments for adding things like tax credits for green energy companies. And one of the arguments you hear is that U.S. companies are competing with companies that are in countries whose governments are providing subsidies with them or otherwise financially supporting them, countries like, say, Germany or, say, China. Does that then put U.S. companies at a disadvantage if the U.S. government is saying we're not going to provide those kind of government benefits?
Well, it's not just one size fits all. You know, my thinking is if something can't exist without a subsidy, and there is something else that we could use instead that we don't have to subsidize, then I would go with the don't subsidize. Let's use what we got. We don't have to go outside this country for energy and whatnot. We can do it all here on our own. Our problem is we're doing all this importing from other places, and we shouldn't be doing that. We should be taking care of that here at home.
But it would concern you that American companies who might be able to export to other countries might lose out on those opportunities to foreign companies because they are potentially at an economic disadvantage.
All of those countries, they're up to their ears in debt trying to subsidize green things. And it's just not competitive. It's not the cheapest way to do it. And so, you know, we don't have to go that way. We can be energy self-sufficient in this country just by using what we have here and getting the government out of the way.
Last question for you, and this is one we're asking of every candidate. What would you tell Granite Staters to look for 2 years from now to see that under these proposals, they're better off economically than they are today?
2 years from now. God, we better make some magnificent changes if things are going to be better 2 years from now. Because I don't see anything on the horizon from the people that we have running things now that is going to advance anything, unless all of a sudden we start electing libertarians and turn everything around.
And that's what I'm asking. If say you get elected and you can say, you know, 2 years down the road when you're looking back at a term in Congress, you can say, well, this is what you need to look for to judge whether or not things are better off than they were when I ran in 2012.
Well, you would have to see a turnaround, that there are actual jobs and things are picking up. We have construction going on because we've decided to use our own things, use our own coal and use our own oil and use everything from this country on our own. That's going to provide jobs. That's my thing. We need to do things where we repair our electric grid and system so, you know, we could use more electricity that is produced by gas and coal that we have here. We have nuclear plants that are online. They're not competitive with natural gas, so it's not likely we're going to be building many more of them because they're so expensive to build. But for the ones that are already built, they're certainly competitive. And I just think we have to change everything around and start doing things on our own and looking out for our own. And that's my opinion of what we need to do. So we need to get real money and get the government out of the way and let the economy run by itself.
Brendan Kelly, thanks so much for your time.
Okay.